And now, Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and what it means to be the wife of a famous star. By sending word to Tom Bryson, a famous playwright and close family friend, Mary Noble has arranged to have her husband Larry go to Hollywood to fulfill a short picture contract. She did this to keep Larry from worrying about her condition as she recuperates in a New York hospital from acid burns inflicted by the enraged Claudia Vincent, and also to help Larry with his serious financial burden. But Larry, who saw the wire sent to Mary by Tom Bryson, knows that this trip has been arranged at Mary's urgent suggestion, and he thinks that she only wants him out of the way because she feels in her heart that he is responsible for her present condition. Right now, Mary is looking through a large picture magazine as she sits up in her hospital bed, and her nurse, Miss Clark, says,
"Just remember what Dr. Allen said, Mrs. Noble. You can look at the pictures, but don't strain your eyes by trying to read."
"I won't. Oh, but it's such a wonderful thing to be able to see again, to use my eyes. I never fully realized how terrible it would be to lose your sight."
"In a day or two, when your eyes have become adjusted to the light, you'll be able to do some reading."
"It's very awkward trying to turn the pages with my hands all bandaged up like this, Miss Clark."
"You mustn't be too impatient. You've been rather lucky in a way."
"I realize that. I could so easily have been blinded by the acid. My face could have been horribly disfigured. Dr. Allen seems to think it will be quite all right in time. He told Mr. Barlow yesterday when he was visiting me that he thought I wouldn't even be scarred."
"I know Dr. Allen's very pleased with your progress. He said so several times."
"Oh, there isn't any mail, is there, Miss Clark?"
"Only what I brought in earlier this morning."
"Nothing from California?"
"I'm afraid not, Mrs. Noble. But, of course, there's only one mail these days unless it's special delivery."
"I must remind Larry to put specials on his letters. Although I don't suppose he'll have time to write very often while he's on the coast."
"Oh, I guess he'll manage, Mrs. Noble. It doesn't take long to write a letter."
"But you don't realize how busy people are while they're making a picture, Miss Clark. Poor Larry will be worn out. He's still not too strong. You know, after that terrible experience of being cooped up in jail all those weeks while he was being held for murder. When I think of how Claudia Vincent sat by like a cat watching a mouse and let Larry take the blame, when she knew she was guilty all the time."
"Now, you mustn't get excited, Mrs. Noble. Just try to think of things that are pleasant and restful. Shall I take that magazine now?"
"No, I'll look at just a few more pages. And if I find anything that looks interesting, I'll ask you to read the caption."
"All right. Oh, my, but those new flowers Mr. Barlow sent in are lovely. I don't believe I've ever seen such a beautiful arrangement."
"They are nice.
And they brighten up the room so much, Mrs. Noble."
"Yes, everybody's been wonderful about sending me flowers."
Do you know that everyone on the floor is absolutely thrilled with Mr. Barlow?"
"Really, Miss Clark?"
"They all think he's the most romantic and glamorous-looking man they ever saw."
"Oh, he's very handsome. There's no question about that. But I don't think he's nearly as good-looking as my husband. But, of course, I'm prejudiced."
"We all used to think Mr. Noble was perfect. Everyone on the floor always tried to see him when he came in and out."
"I must tell Larry that. It would amuse him."
"Until lately."
"What do you mean?"
"Oh, nothing, Mrs. Noble, only somehow when you see a stage star close up, I mean, after you know a little more about him, I do think the glamour wears off, if you know what I mean."
"Oh, I'm sure I don't, Miss Clark. Not when you're talking about my husband. Well, Larry is a big star, that's true, and lots of people make a fuss over him. But there's nothing he likes as well as coming home to Rosehaven and being with me and with our son, Larry Jr. Oh, I'll be so glad when we're all back home again."
"I'm sure you will, Mrs. Noble. Your little boy must miss you dreadfully."
"He must wonder what's become of us all. Oh, I wish he could come here to see me. But I'm so afraid he'd be upset and frightened at all these bandages. I think it's best for him to wait. He's living with our neighbors, the Bakers."
"That's nice."
"Oh, I do hope Larry Jr. is happy. But then I'm sure he must be. The Baker's little boy, Stanley, is just Larry Jr.'s age, and they're playmates. Oh, dear, I mustn't talk about Rosehaven anymore. I'll be so homesick I won't be able to bear it."
"Then you'd better talk about something else, Mrs. Noble. I'll bet Mr. Barlow will be in soon."
"Well, he was here just yesterday, Miss Clark."
"I know. But when he left, he told me to expect him to be a steady visitor. My, but he's sweet and considerate, and he thinks the world and all of you."
"Mr. Barlow has been a very dear friend."
"I can just believe that. The nice things he does, and giving up his trip on his own yacht and everything just to be with you."
"How did you find out about that?"
"Oh, we hear things. You'd be surprised. This hospital's a regular grapevine. And anyhow, I think it's the most wonderful thing to do. A lot more considerate than some people I could mention. Oh, I better see who that is. Do you want to see any visitors, Mrs. Noble?
Yes.
Well, I'll see. Now, don't tire yourself. Remember, you're getting on so well, you don't want to overdo.
I won't. There's no fear of that.
Very well, then. I'll just see who it is.
Is Mrs. Noble awake?
Oh, yes, I believe she is. Who's calling?
Harold Ramsay. I don't want to bother her if she's not strong enough.
Oh, how wonderful. Please come in, Harold. I'm delighted to see you.
I'll be right outside. Just a few minutes, Major.
Right. Thanks very much, nurse.
Oh, how nice. You're one of my first visitors. I mean, outside of my family and very close friends.
I didn't come before, Mary, because I was told you weren't seeing anyone. Tell me, how are you getting along?
Oh, as far as I know, I'm doing very well. I've had a lot of the bandages taken off my face so that I can see for the first time.
Hmm.
And Dr. Allen thinks he can pull me through without any terrible scars.
And I think what might have happened, and all because of Claudia Vincent. I knew there was something wrong with her the first time I ever set eyes on her. Larry brought her to my office and told me what a brilliant actress she was. Well, I wasn't taken in, but Larry was. And he talked me into putting her into the play. I lost a small fortune when I had to close it after Larry was arrested for murder. Now you, burned by acid. Well, thank heaven they have Claudia where she belongs, in a mental institution.
Are you planning to produce any new plays, Harold?
I've been working like a beaver trying to raise money to put Larry's last play back on Broadway again. I almost had the backing several times, but something's always happened.
Oh, that's a shame. The play was doing such good business when you closed it.
Lucky thing I didn't get it on, Mary. I read in Marta Rufus' Broadway column that Larry's gone to California for a picture. Is that right?
Yes.
It's darned inconsiderate of him, if you ask me. Well, what's the picture? What outfit?
Oh, I don't really know. It was all such a rush, but I believe he'll be back within 6 or 8 weeks.
You'd think he could stick around at least till you got out of this infernal place. I frankly don't understand it at all, Mary.
I urged him to go, Harold. He was so terribly worried. And then we have such a lot of debts, and Larry can't bear to owe money. No, it's really the best thing that could happen to him.
Unsporting of you to say so, Mary. I'm not sure he deserves such a wife.
That's very unkind, Harold.
I won't say any more. I only stopped in for a minute. I'll run along now, my dear. When you hear from that husband of yours, let me know what he has to say.
I will, Harold. And thanks again for coming to see me.
I'm glad to see you're doing so well. Take care now. I'll try to drop in again soon. Bye, Mary.
Goodbye, Harold. And thanks again.
Meantime, Larry Noble has finished signing his contract to make a picture for Sam Marco of the firm of Marco and Franklin in Hollywood. And he's back at Tom Bryson's hotel suite, where he says to Tom,
"Well, it's settled."
"Oh, you mean you've signed?"
"That's right, Tom. Start work tomorrow morning at 8.
What'd you think of Sam Marco?
What did you expect me to think of him?
Well, he's gruff and even crude in his way, but he's plenty smart, Larry.
You're beginning to sound like a Hollywood press agent. Time you got out of this town, Tom.
Well, it can't be too soon for me, as soon as I get rid of this confounded brace on my back. But you seem edgy, Larry. Hope you aren't sorry I sent for you to come to Hollywood.
No, I'm not sorry. I'm just bewildered. Didn't seem like you somehow. Get me out here for a picture sight unseen. For a picture with a company few people ever heard of. And at half my regular salary.
Well, I told you how it was, Larry. It just struck me as a good idea. Sam Marco happened to tell me that he was looking for the right actor for this particular part, and, well, it occurred to me that you might fit it perfectly. Then when I mentioned your name, he jumped at the idea.
Yes, well, that's not the impression he gave me, Tom. I got the idea you practically slugged him with a blackjack before he agreed to take a chance.
Well, you didn't take him seriously, Larry. That's just Hollywood, you dope. Marco's tickled to death at getting you. It's a big feather in his cap, and don't you forget it. He's just putting on an act to try to keep you from getting away.
Larry Noble knows only too well what prompted this picture offer. An urgent message from Mary to Tom Bryson. And Larry's bitterness increases as his old friend tries to gloss over the facts. Be sure to be listening tomorrow to Backstage Wife, the story of Mary Noble and her husband, Larry Noble, famous Broadway star.